Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
If you happen to have a teenager like I do, and you're a little concerned about the whole social media thing, just being transparent, I will not allow my 14-year-old to hop on there yet. Still, he's got his own phone now. Mm-hmm. I still don't like that, guys. He spends a lot of time on there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just being too much of a dad. Well, here's some questions you can ask your kids to kind of gauge where they are or if they have a problem with social media. You just start out with, hey, what's your favorite app? Are you excited or stressed out about that app? Or both? Does it feel like a job or work to stay up to date on everything? Do you think your friends use their phones too much? And then what app or content wakes up your brain when you're trying to relax? I think we should all ask ourselves these questions.
I know. Let's ask myself that question.
No joke. That's like
I don't know if kids actually think about relaxing. Like, don't interrupt my relaxing.
Just to relax. Yeah. You know, yeah. Sally, you're the person that probably has the most recent experiencing of not being able to get to any apps since your phone, you were on no man's land where you couldn't get any coverage. You couldn't connect to any.
Once I got over, like, thinking I had a rash.
Are you addicted to your phone? I think I might be. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Last night, we've got the playoffs going on in baseball. Mm-hmm. My wife and I love baseball. Mm-hmm. Our team lost. But constantly, as the game was progressing, I'm like, what's on my phone? Let me check this. Let me check that. And I would find myself watching a video and then be like, what am I doing? I'm not watching this game. What is wrong with me?
Yes.
Jason does that all the time when we're watching a movie that I usually wanted to see. And he'll be like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I'm like, they walked into the house. He said, yeah, half an hour ago.
Oh, no.
So how about you? How have you deterred this? 888-888-9976. I guess you could use your phone and call us and text us at 58326. Cindy's with us from Michigan. How about you?
My husband and I, one time he and I were golfing, and he's like, well, let me grab my phone. And it's like, well, I don't think we really need phones when we're golfing. And so we just started to make it a practice of, like, why do we need a phone on the golf course?
Yeah, in our family, when our daughter was born, we didn't have a phone back then. And our son was born in 2009. That's when I got my first iPhone. And that's probably when everything went downhill from there. But it's good to reclaim that. And I think that's a good wake-up call. You're right. I'm out golfing, which you should be enjoying golfing or the outdoors, not hanging out on your phone.
Yeah, my husband and I had this discussion where the devil does like to use distraction.
What you just said is his biggest tool today.
Absolutely.
Let's just be real, everybody. There's so many different ways to get distracted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's the phone, but then there's the TV. We have almost anything you could ever watch in your entire... I mean, it's the whole library is all these different streaming services, and there's no reason not to be entertained. And if you rewind the clock, 20, 30, 40 years ago, you had to read a book. Yeah. There's more white space, more downtime.
Yeah. And the news came in a newspaper. And think about how awkward that would have been to, like, excuse me, I'm going to, fan out my newspaper and start reading an article right in the middle of a conversation with you.
Experience Hope, Family Life Radio.
Talking about reconciliation between, an ex-husband, ex-wife, and beautiful stories coming out of this. And you've got one. Tell us about it.
I reconciled with my ex and with his wife last year because his mother passed away, and I was real close to his mother. And so I went out to New Mexico for the funeral, not knowing what to expect. And they welcomed me with open arms.
Oh, wow.
And I've been praying. You know, I've prayed about my exes and about my son and his relationship with his dad, because it wasn't good for many years. And I was praying a lot about going out there for the funeral, because I didn't know what to expect. But it was wonderful. God is so awesome, and he works so many miracles. And it was amazing. They just welcomed me, and I hung out with them the whole time.
Wow.
But what was most amazing was what I saw God do in my son's heart. My son and his dad, my ex, they are good now.
Oh, good.
Because there was so much hatred for so many years. And when I said to my son, are you going out for, you know, your grandmother's funeral? He said, well, I won't give my dad the satisfaction of seeing me or something.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
And I prayed about it, and I prayed about it. My family prayed about it. And then when I went out to the funeral, and I went to the funeral home, well, guess who was standing there? My son and his fiance were there at the funeral home.
Oh, neat.
The good news of the day with Kankel, Fritz, and friends. Sometimes things happen and you're like, how on earth is God going to make something good from this? And Stephanie, you have an amazing story about that.
About a year and a half ago, I was a pedestrian that was walking and I was hit by a vehicle. And I got a broken pelvic bone. It was pretty much shattered, and a few broken ribs. But I feel like that was my second chance in life, because I was definitely headed down a path of hanging out with the wrong people, doing the wrong things, not living a very godly life. And when I was struck by that car, not one single person I knew in my life knew that I was in the ER room. And for the first time in my life, after 30 years, I heard God's voice. And that was a game changer. It was a life changer.
Wow. Well, what was God saying to you?
He was asking me questions. He wasn't really telling me what to do. It was more so like, what are you doing? What do you want out of life? Why are you doing the things you're doing? Where do you want to be headed? And it was really making me think about my life and the things that I've been doing and the way I had been living it. And it was not godly.
And I love that gentle conversation that God had with you, because, you know, there are times where I think there's a very strong conviction and instruction, which we do need. But he knew that in that moment, you were able to come to those realizations yourself with just that gentle prodding from him. And I just love when people talk about those moments, because it displays that father's heart and that father's love for us.
And the choice is up to us, basically what he's saying to you.
I feel like a lot of times in life, God tries to let us hear him, but there's so many things in life that are just blocking him out.
Ooh,
or we're not truly listening, so we never actually hear his voice. God utilized that as a moment in time to really let me hear him.
And so how is your life different today?
1 year after the accident, I actually started a small faith-based business to help bring others to God and God to others. And I have completely changed the things that I was doing and try to see the positive, and I try to bring joy to others.
That is beautiful. Even in the worst of circumstances, God does not waste those moments on us. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yes, thank you.
If you have a good news story, we'd love to hear it. What is God doing in your life? Let's inspire one another. 888-888-9976.
I just gave you $1 million cash. How would you feel?
Thankful.
Family Life Radio or Kankel, Fritz, and Friends. Would anybody be able to get you into a bad mood for a while?
Oh, I don't know.
It'd take a bit.
Yeah, I think so.
I might pause.
I mean, here you go. You just got $1 million. What if I gave you $1 million right now? No, make it $10 million. All right.
Oh.
But the requirement is that you would not be able to wake up tomorrow. You're done. Would you take it?
No.
And you couldn't enjoy
it.
So what you're saying is just waking up tomorrow is worth more than $10 million.
Yes, you got us. Yep. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Then why don't we wake up that way every day?
Oh. Yes.
I mean, a lot of times we wake up grumpy with whatever, or, you know, we're bummed out, we're having a bad day, and or the world hates me and that's not fair, or I can't lose weight, or because the reason I can't get in shape, or I can't make any money. But hey, if you woke up and just think, on top of all that, Jesus died for you. Mm. He's in your heart, and no matter what happens today, you're alive.
Man.
And in the end, you get to spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. So it's going to be a good day. The question is, how good is it going to get?
Wow.
So if today things don't work out the way you want, or hopefully, hey, you get to wake up tomorrow, right?
Amen.
There you go.
Happy day.
I caught y'all, didn't I?
You really did.
You got us good.
Debbie is with us from Scottsdale. Good morning.
Hey, I'm calling in regards to your $10 million question.
Yeah, and if you missed it earlier, I asked the question, if you were to get $10 million, but the requirement is that you could not wake up tomorrow morning, you're done, would you take it? And obviously most people would say no. So waking up tomorrow is worth more than $10 million. So what about it?
So I want to say that tomorrow's never promised anyways.
True.
But I'm saying we should always live like tomorrow's not promised.
Yeah.
So we should live every day as it is our last.
You know, it is such a great perspective, premeditated, we'll just say the word intentional.
Absolutely.
Thought process of, this could be my last day, how am I going to live it? Mm-hmm. What would I do differently today if that was the case?
How am I going to love my family?
Yes.
How am I going to love my friends? How am I going to share Jesus on my last day?
Mm-hmm. And you know what I know is not included in that? Buying something.
Absolutely.
You know, it's,
absolutely.
At the end of your life, the material stuff doesn't matter at all. It's people.
Yeah. And there's no price on joy.
Oh.
Amen. That's the truth.
You got that right.
We all know money can't buy happiness.
Nope.
And it certainly can't buy joy.
And whatever it does.
It can buy dogs, though.
Yeah, well,
I was going to say, but my husband would say it can buy a boat.
Maybe you don't feel comfortable praying with others. How about even if you happen to be married, your spouse? Well, we have the marriage gift. 365 prayers for your marriage, a daily devotional to inspire, encourage, and transform us and our prayer life, from Aaron and Jennifer Smith, and talking to them about prayer and how do you overcome that? Trying to say the right words.
This is what's awesome about God. God's not looking for our specific words. He's not looking for eloquence and how well we string words together. He's looking for sincerity of heart. Mm-hmm. When God wants a relationship with us, that's exactly what he wants. So think about, you know, in your marriage, I'm not looking for my wife to say all the things correctly, perfectly right all the time. I love my wife for who she is. And so we are God's children. And just like when you want your children to come to you, you're not looking for them to have everything perfectly in order. You just want them to come to you. This idea of learning to pray isn't learning what words to say. Remember, God is the one that hears in secret. He's hearing our hearts. So we can say all the right things and have the most powerful prayer. And Jesus says in the beginning, he's like, don't pray like the hypocrites. Meaning, don't pray with a facade. Don't pray with a face. Don't try and show one thing, but in your heart is another thing. It says, out of the overflow of our hearts, our mouth speaks.
So he doesn't care so much about what you're saying as long as it comes from the heart. I mean, what do you think about this?
This idea of learning to pray isn't learning what words to say. Remember, God is the one that hears in secret. He's hearing our hearts. It says, out of the overflow of our hearts, our mouth speaks.
He wants to hear your heart. And what is your heart thinking and feeling at that moment? That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Feel like
not
we can
the
get
eloquence.
All, yeah, I think we can get all jammed up. Think, oh gosh.
Oh, totally.
Got to say the right thing
here.
Just
take some of the pressure off.
Yeah. Well, especially corporate prayer. Misty, you just put your hand in your forehead. I think that's not easy though, especially in front of others, just to speak from your heart. That's all God wants. I think the problem is, when you're speaking in front of others, then it's like, okay, I got to say the right thing here.
Yeah. That's when it becomes a performance.
Yep.
And the heart is being set aside in trying to reach perfection, which you're pretty much guaranteed you won't.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because we're human beings. And I don't think God would want that anyway.
Right.
Doesn't he just want a genuine conversation with you?
Absolutely.
Just heart to heart. And maybe if you're not hearing from God, is he really hearing from YOU, who you really are?
That's convicting.
Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
Family Life Radio.
Hello, good morning. I wanted to report a joy report this morning.
Ooh. Oh, she's reporting it.
And we have our, and what's your first name?
Mary.
We have Mary, our roving reporter, calling us from
joy reporter.
From which town?
From Midland, Texas.
From Midland, Texas.
We need that.
And now a joy report from Mary.
My son, my youngest, has been on National Guard duty for 18 months in Texas, and I haven't seen his face since May, which is not long, but it's long enough for a mom.
Right.
And he told us yesterday he's getting to come home for Thanksgiving.
Oh!
And I couldn't be happier.
Yes, that is a joy report.
Boy, we could hear right the emotion there. In your voice.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you for your service through your son. And
absolutely.
Just know how much we appreciate what he's doing and what you've done, the son that you have raised.
Thank you so much.
And make an extra pumpkin pie because that boy's going to be hungry.
That's right.
Yes, he was.
Stuff him with stuffing.
My other one is a sheriff's deputy.
Oh, boy.
And I get to, don't see him much either, so I don't get to see Buzz at all. That's Thanksgiving.
Well, you have honorable men in your life, that's for sure.
God bless me.
Oh,
yeah,
he gave me two really good boys.
Amen.
Wow. That was it, but I'm very happy this morning.
Well,
yay.
That is great news.
It is.
I would say this was a joy report.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
The best.
You have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
So what kind of joy do you have to report? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. Kankel Fritz and friends with you. Hey, just imagine having a little Toby Mac and cheese. And you could win a $50 gift card provided by generous friends of the ministry. This will go, what's going on, Family Life Radio's tailgate party. And it's kicking off. And when you pick your favorite artist on the menu at myflr.org, you'd be one of 50 people to win a $50 gift card. So what we're doing is you're kind of having a tailgate party theme and having you vote for the songs you like and don't like.
Hmm. You know, it's really good.
What?
What?
The blessing offer bacon bombs.
Oh, that's so good.
In
the
fact,
Crowder,
I will leave
chowder.
The,
oh, Crowder,
I will leave
chowder.
The Danny Gokey artichokey dip on the table for the blessing offer bacon bombs.
Danny Gokey artichokey dip.
Andrew Rip dip.
For example, ooh. Oh, I like the Andrew Rip dip. What do you like more? Do you like this song?
You're the one who makes mountains move. Stars will not shine unless you tell them.
Or this song. You can vote right now at myflr.org, and 50 people are going to win a $50 gift card.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.